So tonight's topic, not sure where to begin. I'm going to give a disclaimer if you read what it says on top, the Inyan Hasmada. People get a little nervous, the Chafetz Chaim, when you use the big word of Hasmada. So obviously, I think I have license to talk about it, and we'll talk about it in a very important definition of what Hasmada is. Usually people, when they think of Hasmada, they think of somebody who's quote-unquote always learning. You can have somebody, you know, in some places it could be up to the wee hours of the morning, all different times and no one else is learning, they're learning, pressure, this. That's a certain picture of Hasmada. But as we'll see tonight, there's another aspect of Hasmada which might be, or more, better way to put it, probably is harder than the first. And that's the aspect of consistency. Part of being a masmid is not just you're learning all the time or learning at crazy times, but it's the element of consistency. And we'll see that might be a very challenging part of Hasmada, but at the same time, I think it's shayach for absolutely every single person here. Just to begin, tonight actually begins an American tradition, just like apple pie. Tonight began, I believe, the 111th World Series of Baseball. Baseball is America's pastime, and for those enthusiasts know that the records in baseball, whatever you want to say, this sport's more exciting nowadays. This one, I have the patience. I sit there with my phone. I can't sit through 9 innings of a baseball game. You're right, people can't sit through a share either. But Lamaisa, baseball has always had their records. And records in baseball, numbers in baseball are a big thing. And there's nothing like the numbers of baseball. And with the sheker and the cheating that's gone on in the Niskatnu Hadoros, or Niskatnu Hadoros, of the later years in baseball. So some of the major records were shattered, disgracefully. But one record, which was never broken and probably will never be broken, was Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. And because no matter how much juice, no matter how much steroids you put in, you might be able to hit the ball further, and you might have, you know, very good power, very good strength, but the element of being consistent, 56 straight games, is a very, very hard thing to break. Consistency is one of the toughest things to do. And if it's true in baseball, that's probably the record that none of us will see in our lifetime broken. It's also true in Havdol Elof Avdolos, in Yoni Ruchnias, in Torah Mitzvahs. Specifically, the mitzvah that I want to talk about consistency tonight is Limud HaTorah. But of course, consistency applies to so many mitzvahs, to davening, to chesed, many, many mitzvahs. Consistency is a big thing. But tonight, I would like to focus on specifically consistency, the aspect of Hasmada in Torah. That's what we'll set our focus on. Now, why is consistency, or this aspect of Hasmada, so important? Why? You know, there are many people in the world who operate based on a deadline. They have to do something. So you know what? You have a project to do, right? You're a yeshiva administrator. You're doing a dinner. So there are, most people, the way they work is, you know, the month before the dinner, the 2 weeks before the dinner, the week before the dinner, as it gets closer and closer, they put in more and more energy, and they have a deadline, they get the job done. At work, you have a project. This has to be done. You put in all your efforts, you stay up nights. A lot of people function that way. I'm sure in people's schooling, you have a big test to study for. In New York, you have the Regents. So do you spend a little bit of time each day throughout the year to study for the regents? Are you crazy? You cram, no matter how much you need. Okay, some guys last a couple months, last month, last few weeks. You cram. That's the nature of people. We're coming up to it soon, in Perea Tovsmano. It's part of it also. That people naturally don't do things necessarily consistently, but they do the work to get the job done. However, in Limud HaTorah, specifically, obviously in Ruchnius in general, consistency is looked at as a huge, huge mila. I didn't put it on the sheets. In fact, it's very hard to find. But there is a chazal out there. Once tracked it down somewhere. It appears in the Ein Yaakov, perhaps in Akdama. But, you know, the different opinions that Klal Gadol b'Torah, most famous one is Rabbi Akiva. If you read the Chiddush Aleiv in Bereishis, it says Chaviv Adam, Zeh Klal Gadol b'Torah. But there's also another, a third opinion, what Zeh Klal Gadol b'Torah is. They quote the Pasuk, Esach Keves Echa Taseh B'Boker, B'Boker V'Akeves HaSheni Taseh Ben Arbayim. Carbon Tamid is a Klal Gadol b'Torah. For a person to be consistent, in the base of Migdash, they had a Carbon Tamid, which that was its name. It was brought consistently, day in, day out, every morning, every evening. Is that Klal Gadol b'Torah? That's a major, major Klal in Torah. Why is it? It's like, they quote this pasuk as a kevas echa taseva boker. It's a Klal Gadol b'Torah. That pasuk, the Carbon Tamid. Why is it so important? Why can't we do things like, you know, most people do? Just cram. What's wrong with that? Why is it better to do things day in and day out? So, there's two big reasons. One reason, which is probably the more poshut reason, I did also, this is not yet on the sheets, is the Rambam. There's a Rambam talks about by Hilchas Tzedakah, a person has a chance, really this Shaila, to give one big donation to Tzedakah, or give a little by little, day by day. So the Rambam says it's better for a person to give individual daily tzedakah than give one big gift of giving tzedakah. Even though, in a certain sense, he'll say he's training himself to give big money. It's a good thing. Okay, he just gave a big money. It's hard to do. Ask Rabbi Naaman, it's easy for a person to give big money. Not so easy. So a person go and give big money. But the Rambam says that's not better for yourself. Most of them might want it. But to give little by little on a daily basis creates a good heritage in a person. What is a person? A person is made up of many, many, there's nature, there's nurture. Things that you do on a daily basis become ingrained, they become a part of you. And being the fact that our avodas Hashem is not needed for Hashem, Hashem doesn't need our karbonos, Hashem doesn't need our davening, Hashem doesn't need our learning, we do. So it's not that we're turning in a project to the boss, and now the boss has a project. What we're doing Avodas Hashem, we're learning to become better people ourselves. So what's the better way to learn? On a consistent basis. Day in and day out, just like by tzedakah. The more you do, the more you create a proper, a good hergel, a good accustomed to doing things the right way. So that's true with Avodas Hashem and Limud HaTorah specifically. To learn on a daily basis, day in and day out, creates a very good hergel. And on that, obviously, having Seder day in and day out, morning, afternoon, evening, creates hergel, 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 hergel. And Be'ezus Hashem, that's something which puts a person in the right direction. But there's a second reason, second pretty major reason why a person should treasure and look to gain this midah of consistency. That second reason I have down here from Uchaim Shulevitz and the Sichas Moser, believe they say the same vort, the shame, the Chazon Ish. As I quote the famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara in Yevamos, excuse me, the Gemara in Ksubas, talks about Rabbi Akiva went away to learn, comes back, 12 years learning, right? And basically, at this point, 12,000 Talmidim, and basically felt he was finished. Comes back home, famous story, overhears his wife talking and saying, you know what? If my husband will go back, if my husband will learn another 12 years, I wouldn't mind. Without saying a word, Rabbi Akiva and his 12,000 Talmidim behind him made an about face and went right back to the Beis Medrash, back to learn for another 12 years before he came back. And the most obvious question on this Gemara, any good Baal Mussar should ask such a question, is how could Rabbi Akiva do it to his wife? If you read the way the Reb Chaim Shlomovitz says it over, he says it over quite well. Reb Chaim Shlomovitz is known as a big Baal Margish, just past Mamar Rachel. Right? Reb Chaim Shlomovitz is a big person with feelings. He says Rabbi Akiva is the same person who bought his wife a beautiful ear shel zav, shali v'shalah shalachem, shali v'shalachem shalah, excuse me. Rabbi Akiva appreciated his wife, was makar tov to his wife, understood what she was going through. So how can we just go right back? In the pshat they say, now firstly, al silchas musar, you have to say he knew that she was mochel and she wanted the best of it, and she didn't need it. That's what you have to say. But step two, usually they say the shmuz without step one. But step two, why did Rabbi Akiva do it? Why didn't he stop in for his wife? Granted, she was mochel and this and that. The famous line is 12 plus 12 doesn't equal 24. What does that mean? That means there's something with a person doing something consecutively. There's something with a person having a streak that the sum is greater than the components of the parts. It's not that, you know what? I learned for an hour, I learned for another hour today, another hour, another hour. It just adds up more than just, okay, it creates a good hergel. It's part of it. But it's a different learning. When you add learning on top of learning on top of learning, there's a consecutiveness to that streak. It just blows up. I was trying to think of a simple mushel. So I don't know how well you guys are in finance, but there's a concept of compounded interest. You could have interest on a principal, or you could have the interest go into the principal, and the interest build up from the principal with each consecutive interest and interest, right? Or in math, you sometimes have, right? You multiply this upon this upon this upon this upon this. It's a totally different thing. That's what happens when a person does something consecutively. You do 12 years is a wonderful thing of learning. Think of Rabbi Akiva's 12 years of learning. It's awesome. And his second 12 years, I'm sure, have been also equally as awesome. But if there's a gap in between, if there's a hefsek in between, it's not the same. 12 plus 12 does not equal 24. It's not like a small milah. It's the biggest milah in the world, which was so posh to Rabbi Akiva that I have to go right back. It's such a major yesod. What a person does in yeshiva, that's really the maila of seder, of being in yeshiva. Where do you think the growth comes from? It comes from a little bit each day, each day, each day. But it's not that I have random days I learn in yeshiva. When you're here for a zman, it just goes on more and more and more and more. Has a greater effect. Both sides, you realize how lucky we are this year? We have an opportunity this year, which doesn't come on so often, is that this year is an Ebur year. It's a leap year. And for those of you who didn't get nervous yet, but basically Pesach doesn't come out till the end of April. The end of April. So it means when we start this month, aside from our little breaks for Hanukkah, midwinter, Al Shabbos, maybe we should throw something else in. But yeah, all these things, Sof Kol Sof, there's not a major break. It's the end of April till you get 2 weeks off. It's a long zman. But you know what that means? That means awesome opportunity. Because the growth that a person can have in the Zman, where it just goes straight and straight and straight and straight and straight until the pace of Hafsaka, is much greater. Much greater. Than if we wouldn't have that extra month. The idea to know this Yesod, it's part of Chachmas HaMusar, to hear this, that everything I learn just goes on and on and on, and it gets compounded more and more and more and more. That's what catapults a person. That's what lifts a person, become a different person. And it's so valuable. It's so awesome. Like, I want a part of that. You know, any good Jew, there's a sale. I'm I got this discount for this discount. Plus, I called them up and they gave me another 10%. Otherwise, I wouldn't buy it. Right? You got to buy the sale. That's how it works with learning. A person could learn a little step, a little bit here and there. But if you also have the mile of consistency, it just takes all your learning to a totally other madriga. Besides the good hergelim, which is part one that we talked about. But the part two is major. It just has a super duper hashpa. It's compounded the impact.
So he's not talking about the schach.
Correct.
Talking about
the hashpa of learning.
The
yes, I'm not talking about schach. Forget about schach. Right? I'm just talking about the effect of the learning having on you. You know, we all know that Limud HaTorah has a schus on a person, has a power in a person, that you become a different person. The Torah impacts your heart. You care more about halacha. You care more about everything. You know, the most basic things in Musar is Torah itself leads to growth. Torah itself makes you a different person. It depends how much Torah you have in you. The more Torah you have, the greater the person you are. Obviously, you need more Musar too. But yeah. Now that hopefully we're all hungry, and we appreciate what it means, this hasmada of consistency. How it's such a maila. How it's something in a yeshiva, you know? It's right here in front of us. You keep Seder day in and day out, day in and day out. Morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night Seder, whatever a person does consistently has such an impact. But we all know it's not easy. And people might start off a zman with enthusiasm. A yeshiva could start his mind with major enthusiasm. But as his mind goes on, you know, people cut corners, you know. They roll in, looks like they rolled right out of bed, right? Tuck in your shirts, put on your shoes, right? Ready to learn. But as his mind goes on, you know, people lose things. How do we keep the drive, the hasmada, for consistency? Just to go on and on and on and on. How? So Shaila is, what should I do first? My story or my medrash? I'll tell you my story first. Story was a very interesting story. Some guys know the first part of the story. So I told a story about a friend of mine this week. Pretty interesting hashkacha pratis. I had to daven one day this week by Shari Tefillah. Look, and boom, there's the book that told the story about my friend. And I read it. I left out one part. One part blew my mind. There was a bacher who, for this part, will remain nameless, who basically was not into learning at all in his younger years. Liked playing basketball all day, and he didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. And he basically didn't really want to go to yeshiva. He wasn't doing well in yeshiva. And the idea of going away to Beis Medrash and sitting and learning three Siddharim was way beyond what he thought he was capable of doing. And was totally not interested. But he knew it was an important thing. And he was close to the Sukkos David, the David Kfiat. Shiva Rebbe in the Mir. He was more of the Asran camp Manavu. Or Rebbe Manavu.
Near Brooklyn?
Anyway. Near Brooklyn, yeah. Anyway, so he decided to ask Rav David Kfiat what to do. And David Kfiat inspired him. He should go to yeshiva. Finally, he's inspired. But he says, but Rebbe, what can I do? I can't sit there. So Rav David Kfiat asked him, how long can he sit straight? He says, can you learn 20 minutes? He learned 20 minutes. He said, yeah, yeah, I can do 20 minutes. He says, good. Learn 20 minutes. Take a break for 20 minutes. Then come back again. Learn 20 minutes. Take a break for 20 minutes. As a Rebbe, it's interesting hearing like the advice other people give. Like, it's interesting. I'm not sure I ever thought of that one. Like, I can't learn. So, yeah. Tell them, well, learn for 20 minutes, take a break for 20 minutes. Learn for 20 minutes, take a break for 20 minutes. You know? If I started giving that advice around here, you know, people would say, oh, Rebbe Kira said, take another break. Another break. Another break. Right? Doesn't sound so poshent. After thinking about it, especially because of the fact that this person today is a chashava, Tam Chacham, Mashkiach at Yeshiva. He's probably giving that advice in Lakewood, yeah. He's probably giving that advice today. He wrote it in the art school book. But I decided it's really a medrash. I don't know, it could be Dovah Kvi. I quoted this medrash, but there's a beautiful, beautiful medrash. The medrash talks about two people. One named Chacham and one named Ksil. It's the middle of the page. The Chacham... Chacham says, or excuse me, let's start with the Keach and the Ksil. They both look at the same situation. They look at the Torah and they say, wow, that's a lot of Torah you gotta learn. Kol Torah Kula, Rechavim Mine Yam, right? Bavli, Yushalmi, Sefra, Sefri, Shulchan Aruch, Tor, Marsha, Kivagers, Ksosis, oh my gosh. So much Torah to learn. Shal Shachuvas. Oh my gosh. What's going to be? How am I going to do all that? So the Ksil says, I guess I'm not. And you know, Bez Hashem, my son will become a Talmud Chacham. So, right, and I'll learn some art school. Comes the Chacham, it's towards the bottom of that Medrash. Umishu Bikeach Mahu Osa. What does Bikeach do? Shona Perak Echad B'chol Yom V'Yom Asha Messiah Kol Torah Kula. What's the advice? It's two steps. Start small. He has to learn Kol Torah Kula. Shona Perak Echad. Can't do a Perak? A little bit.